producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, well, you know, part of us are here anyway. It is Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night. Thank you for being here, 9 to 11 live. And in most places, we enjoy that being live with you, whether we're on the West Coast, East Coast, Canada, Mexico, you got us globally on the web. Did you know that tonight, well, since the beginning that we've started the show, there are 180 nations that have streamed us? there's that many lands on the map, but I was deep diving the archive stats. What a nerd I am this week. Kevin McCullough is my name, by the way. Stephen Baldwin's on assignment. He's helping little sick kids with cancer in Las Vegas tonight. Very, very good cause. And we are very happy that he is able to do just that. But I was like a nerd digging through all of the stats of where our video stream, of where our podcast, of where our audio streams have all been in the last number of weeks and months and so forth. And I realized that we have literally now encompassed the globe, because 180 countries have had someone in their proximity stream a Baldwin McCullough show. So pretty exciting to understand that. Okay, so here's what's going on tonight that's special. And I'm sorry that Steven's not here to do this, but for those of you that are listening to us tonight on Talk 1640 in Portland, Oregon, we could not be more ecstatic to be live with you 6 to 8 Portland time on the brand new Talk Blowtorch there in the Portland area, Talk 1640. It's a great station. I know some of the management of the station trying to do incredible work, and I think you're really going to come to love Saturday nights having some fun with Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Kevin McCullough, the talk show guy. Now, some of you in Portland have been hearing some of the other stuff that I've done for a long time. I do a feature called The News That Makes You Think, and I know that some of you have been able to hear that. And the Kevin McCullough Show, the national version, airs in the Portland area. So there's all kinds of really cool things going on. But tonight, to have Baldwin McCullough live, for those of you in the Portland, Vancouver region, to be able to reach out and call us and participate in what we're doing here, I just couldn't be more excited about it. So I want to say thanks to Chris Kelly. I want to say thanks to John Butler, Phil Boyce, everybody else that helped make that possible. And friends, if you're in another part of the country and you don't get Baldwin McCullough locally yet, feel free to be in touch with me, kmcradio@gmail.com. We'd love to come to your area as well. Now, we got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. Like I said, Steven's on assignment. I want to talk about all the things we learned this week about this shooting in San Bernardino. I want to learn all about, I want to discuss all the things that were at play while the president was telling us one thing. Meanwhile, the FBI comes out and announces, oh, guess what? It was terrorism after all. Yeah, we know. We buried it in the Friday news cycle. We finally got there, but you had to understand we were up against enormous pressure. The president didn't want us to use the word terrorism or Islam or anything of the such. Now, in fact, we were told if we said that there was terrorism involved, we might lose our jobs. Oh, and guess what? The female gunman, because we wouldn't want to say the female gun woman, The female gunman took an online oath to ISIS. Literally. This is 3 days after the heavily armed couple stormed a county office building to gun down 14 people. Friends, listen to me on this. People are going to say workplace violence because maybe, oh, maybe, there was this confrontation, whatever that's supposed to mean, between Farouk, the Islamic guy that was there, and there's this well-known Christian that was evidently at the party who shared a lot about his faith with everybody that he worked with. Now, everybody that works in the business office of AM 970 The Answer knows that I'm a born-again Christian. They know that I believe in God. They know that I believe certain things. They know that I'm very pro-life. They know that I go to church every week. They know that I love my family. They know that I believe that marriage should be defined as a sexual union between a man and a woman. There's not much in my belief system that the people that work in the sales office don't know and understand. And few of them hold all of my opinions on everything that they do. Few of them say, Kev, I believe everything exactly the way you do. I would say very few of them in the maybe Lou. Maybe Lou believes everything. But I think almost everybody else probably disagrees with me on something. But here's the thing. Not a single one of them feels so insulted by the fact that I believe what I believe that they've ever considered going out, getting a bomb, getting a bunch of ammunition, coming back with AK-47s or approximate semi-automatic proximities of that, and tried to kill me. Now, maybe they've wanted to. Maybe when Alex trolls me on Facebook, maybe he really does want me to say that he's right, and if he doesn't, if I don't, maybe he does want to, like, put his hands around my neck and choke me. I don't know. But I don't think that him or Jim or KP or Darren or anybody else that's in the office, I don't think that Mary, I don't think Artie, I don't think Mark or Hope or anybody that works in the office, I don't think a single one of them want to go get a gun and blow me away because I've said to them at some point in time, God bless you, or I'm praying for you. I talked to one of them yesterday over lunch. He's going through something. I was talked about, you know, options for his life and what he's doing. I said, bro, I'm just going to pray for you. He didn't sit there and go, well, I don't need you to pray for me. You bigot Christian, I'm going to go get my shotgun and blow your head off. Kev, why are you going on and on about this? Because there's an important point to make here, friend. And this is the point. That belief systems matter. That worldview matters. That what you believe and why you believe it actually counts for something. This is not a discussion that the president of this nation is willing to have. He is not willing to look at the beliefs, the core belief system of certain faiths and say there are things about that faith that are deficient. And yet, his unwillingness to do so puts his nation that he is charged with keeping secure at risk. The president is inviting these attacks. These attacks are brought on in part by a president who sees to it that they have opportunity to take place. 888-340-3373. Part of the reason, if you disagree with me, by the way, I'll put you at the front of the line. Part of the reason that the attack took place in California this week is because we have someone in the White House that believes that evil can be looked at and called something else. He has only begrudgingly called this terrorism since it occurred this week, and he has yet to use the word Islam. Josh Earnest has yet to use the word Islam as it relates to this. In fact, they said, he and the president have said, if you use the word Islam, you're a bigot. Cut eight. Go.
I think the president has expressed his concern about some of the grossly irresponsible and in some cases outright bigoted political rhetoric that we've heard over the last several weeks. And the president does not believe that that is consistent with American values.
I love getting lectures from nerd Earnest. That's what I'm going to start calling him. Press Secretary Nerd Earnest. Okay, Nerd, Talk to us here. Tell us what we don't know. We really dumb folks out in the hinterlands. We need you to inform us. Because you know you're running a country just full of Forrest Gumps. Press Secretary Nerd Ernest lecturing us and saying that the president wishes to lecture us. Because some of us may look at the actual text of the Quran and may say, says that. That's kind of an odd thing to say. It's kind of a warring thing to say. I'm wondering if the very few, the minimal percentage of Muslims that are being radicalized, I wonder if they're using some of these ideas that are in the Quran to further their radicalization. See, I actually am in agreement with President Obama. It may only be 1 or 2% of Muslims that believe any of this. And so we shouldn't cast judgment on all Muslims everywhere. But we do need to keep our eyes open and acknowledge the threat and danger where it sits. Coming right back, live from New York, it's
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
It's live from New York. It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. And tonight, Stephen is on assignment. He is helping kids with cancer in Las Vegas. And it's a great cause. Totally applaud him being there. So glad he's able to put a good face on doing some good work. And I don't know. It's not the same when he's not here, but it sure is a great feeling to know that he's making a difference right there where he is. So if you think about Stevie B tonight, you pray for him. Also want to say thank you to Mike Lindell, who's making this this program possible tonight. The good folks at MyPillow, you see them on Fox News all the time. But what do we have tonight that Fox News doesn't have? We have the best price on a pillow you're ever going to buy, and the only pillow that guarantees you're going to get the best sleep you've ever had in your life, and the only pillow that will give you your money back if after 120 days you're not convinced of that. MyPillow by Mike Lindell and the MyPillow.com family, you got to know they are looking out for you, and they are ready to give you for Christmas this year the best sleep of your life forever. And here's the best offer they've ever made. I kid you not. He just told me when we were in Israel, he said, Kev, I'm only giving you this offer. We're not giving this to everybody. Here's what we're going to do. Your listeners buy one MyPillow at regular price, a queen or a king-size classic pillow. We're going to give them a second pillow of the same size, queen or classic size. And we're going to give them two of the roll-and-go travel pillows that have all of the same technology in them. We're going to give all of them for the price of the one pillow. Four pillows for the price of one when you call right now, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. It's a Christmas special only. Four pillows for the price of one, but you have to call the phone number to get it. This is not available on the website. It's 1-800-506-2641. Get guaranteed the best sleep or your money back the first 4 months that you own the pillow. And they make perfect Christmas gifts. 1-800-506-2641. Buy a pillow, get three more for free. Four for the price of one. 800-506-2641. Now, what we're discussing tonight is the hubris in Washington in light of the San Bernardino shootings. And friends, I've got a lot of audio we'll get to over the course of the night. But Josh Earnest yesterday coming out and basically saying that the president will not stand for any bigoted commentary about Islam or Muslims, even the 1%, even the 1% that carry out the terror, we're not going to be allowed to say anything about it? Well, who are they to tell us what we can and can't say? Look, Josh Earnest, who do you think you are? You do what we tell you to do. And you're not going to lecture us, Josh Earnest, about who to target, who to look at, because when we do what you want us to do, we die. That's the trick here. When we follow your ideas, we die. And I'm tired of it. He went on to say, well, he dropped the B word. Cut eight, go.
I think the president has expressed his concern about some of the grossly irresponsible and in some cases outright bigoted political rhetoric that we've heard over the last several weeks. And the president does not believe that that is consistent with American values.
What? Several weeks? Didn't this happen 2 days ago? Pardon us for being a little touchy there, Earnest. Pardon us for being a little bit on edge. Because we had two closet ISIS allegianced followers that were loaded to the teeth with bombs and bullets and guns and everything else. Forgive us. Our bad. We obviously misstepped here. 888-340-3373. Breaking news, if you're just joining us. The president is refusing to release terrorist immigration records. Did you know that we've had over 200,000 immigrants from Pakistan come to our country since 9/11? Huh. Mr. Farouk was just one of them. Tashmina, whatever her name was, I forget. His girlfriend, the woman he was shacking up with. She's also an immigrant from Pakistan. We've got Tashmina, I don't know. I'll look it up. But I don't care. I don't really want to get her name right. I don't want to give her any glory. And here's an interesting article tonight that's coming to us from Breitbart. You know that gun violence across the country is actually declining across most of the United States? Do you know where the one place that it's on the rise? Gun-free zones. Go figure that. Line 2, James, calling from Manhattan. Hello, James. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Yes. I want to say that I'm a devout Christian, Catholic Christian. I don't think there's a Islamic war in America against Americans. There's about 7-8 million Muslims in this country. Most, 99.9% of them have shown no violence against this country. It's a minuscule amount of deranged, violent terrorists that are. It's like people who are attracted to S&M sex or some other exotic vice. Well, the Muslims, I mean, most of America's terrorists have been Americans. I want to say something about
what are you arguing about? I'm not disagreeing with anything you've said. In fact, before I went to the break, I believe that I said I don't believe it's more than 1 or 2% of them that have these intentions.
It's a thousand times smaller than 1 or 2%. It's less than a super minuscule.
Well,
number.
Sorry, James. Hold on a second. Can we have a conversation? I was just using the president's numbers. That's all I was saying. That's where it came from. Now go right ahead. I'm sorry that I got in your way.
Okay, but I want to say something about what the Muslims are concerned about, how they are slighted in America, and it's the media, I mean, and it's Israel. No one wants to talk about it, but since 1948, the rebirth of the nation of Israel has driven a wedge between Christians and Muslims, and their hatred for Israel, who has come to the Middle East with 500 nuclear weapons. Israel currently has about 300 to 500 nuclear weapons.
How long have you been an anti-Semite?
Well, I'm a devout Roman Catholic. I was educated by Jesuits. I'm a well-educated, informed person about...
Why do you hate Israel?
I love Israel, but hey, if you have one country and you got...
You can't love Israel. See, Obama's dings. They're saying that you're running out of time. You can't love Israel and then turn around and say that they're the cause of why all of the Islamic terror is going on in the world. Do you understand anything about the religion of Islam?
My father is Jewish. My father is an Ashkenazi German Jew. I'm half Jewish and black. But what I'll say is, hey, if you live in an apartment building and one neighbor moves into the building with 50 machine guns and you have nothing, Israel moves into the Middle East locked and loaded with weapons that they stole from Europe or from Germany and the U.S. Army.
Yeah.
And now we have 300 nuclear weapons.
I get it, James. Like the president you adore, you're going way past your time. The dings are calling. You're an anti-Semite. You hate Israel. You blame them for what the Muslims are doing. That makes a ton of sense, James. It just makes a ton of sense. Thank you for your call. Coming back, it's Kevin McCullough. We're not putting up with it anymore. Follow McCullough Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thrilled to have you with us. Thrilled to have Talk 1640 with us as well. The new Talk 1640 in Portland. Hearing us live tonight. Friends, I'm so excited to have you Portlanders with us and Vancouverites and whatever you call yourselves there in Southern Washington and Northern Oregon. But we couldn't be happier than to have a big blowtorch putting Baldwin McCullough on the air. Tonight, Stephen is on assignment. He's out in Las Vegas, actually, helping kids with cancer, and we are very proud to have him there and be part of that. So I'm kind of manning the fort by myself tonight. But Kevin McCullough, certainly glad to have you with us. My website is TheBingeThinker.com. You can join my Facebook page, Twitter feed, all the rest of it. You can get there. And, of course, you can be in touch with us. You can drop me an email, kmcradio@gmail.com. We've also got great sponsors, and coming up yet, I'm going to tell you how you could save up to 75% off your prescriptions for free. Be listening yet this hour when I tell you how to do just that. But friends, it was a rough week this week. Every news story slapped me in the face. But I'm taking your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, I'm not the only one that has questions about what the president has been doing. Senator Marco Rubio had some questions himself. Cut 9, go.
You could see in their original reaction, they were hoping this was just another one of these incidents, and instead it's turned into increasingly likely a terrorist attack.
And he wants to know exactly why the president isn't talking about some of the real obvious stuff. Cut 10.
If you watched their reaction initially, when this first came out, without even knowing anything about the case, the first thing they started talking about was gun control and gun control. I don't hear anybody talking about bomb control.
good point. He must have been listening to After Hours. Cut 11.
And I think it's symptomatic of the broader issue, and that is an almost hope that none of this is terror-related because he wants this argument to be, we've got this under control.
And no matter how much he wants us to believe that, here's the problem. I think Rubio's 1,000% right. The president wants us to not believe our lying eyes and trust his magnificent tone. Let me be clear. Today, I will cause you to be hypnotized with the rhythm of my reading of the teleprompter. And when I am done, you will then be Obamified. We know that this works because Josh Earnest is one of those people that have actually become one of these guys. It's like Night of the Walking Dead. Like, whatever the president says. No, you don't believe me? Cut 12.
President Obama yesterday jumped to say that this mass shooting means it's time for common sense gun laws. Does the president really think that common sense gun laws would deter terrorists now that he has admitted these two may have been terrorists?
Yes.
Stop it right there. That's all we had here. 888-340-3373. Okay, so, and the president's not the only one. He has an entire gaggle of media that are helping him out. And one of the ways they're helping him out is they're not talking about the things Rubio was talking about. They're not going into the guy's house and saying, oh, look at he had a whole pipe bomb factory laid out right here. Look, see, that's where the pipe goes, and that's where you put the C4 in, then you put in the fuse, then you put in the whatever here, and then it's all ready to go. It's all gift wrapped. It's perfect for Christmas, except you don't celebrate Christmas. So here, happy Ramadan to you. Go blow up a bank. That's the way the pipe bombs are laid out in the little factory that is their apartment. He doesn't want to look at that. The president doesn't want to see that. He doesn't want to hear that the woman pledged allegiance to ISIS and to the terrorism for which they come. No, he doesn't want to acknowledge it. It took him, you know how when you have peanut butter on the top of your mouth and you can't speak? When the president gave, do you have that cut from yesterday, Alex? Where the president, he's talking in such a soft voice, and can't even bring himself to say the word terrorist. It's like you were extracting a tooth. But at least he got that word out.
We do know that the two individuals who were killed were equipped with weapons.
Really?
And
wow.
To have access to additional weaponry at their homes.
Wow. Who would have thought that? Wow. We know that the terrorists were equipped with weapons and they had more weapons where they came from.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin McCullough Live tonight from New York. Lot beautiful live shots of the city. It's such a gorgeous place to be if you're watching us on Biz TV tonight. And we've got a brand new audience in Portland, Oregon tonight by way of radio. Talk 1640, thank you for making us your choice there. We're so thrilled, so glad to have you. And fascinating conversation underway. And by the way, who exactly did President Obama wish to blame? When you see the complicity of the media that was involved in some of this week's coverage, you have to wonder, honestly. There's a lot of stories coming out of the victims of who was killed in San Bernardino. And this is the other thing that kind of throws fire back in Obama's face. You can pretend all you want to that this is whatever you want to try to control the narrative of it being about. The problem is people died. And those people had families, and those families want answers, and those families are going to push for answers. And not because you, Mr. President, you can't shut it down. They will push until they get the answers. And we, as the greatest nation in the history of the world, should have the ability to give them the answers they're looking for. That's why the Benghazi four still deserve straight shooting from the people that were in charge of the disaster that allowed their families' members' lives to be taken. Different topic altogether. 888-340-3373. But the principle is the same. The principle is these folks that were gunned down in San Bernardino this week, they have the right to expect you as the chief law enforcement voice in the country to push for every ounce of evidence that can be overturned, that can be uncovered and demonstrated to the world around us as fast as humanly possible so that we can stop more of this from happening. Rubio was talking about how the first thing, before they even know anything about it, comes out and starts talking about gun control. Yeah, because that's what happens when you're a shallow, narrow-minded, agenda-driven fearmonger. That's what happens when you're the president and you're one of those things. You come out and try to create a crisis about something else so that people don't actually see what's happened and say, no, we deserve answers about this. Oh, and by the way, trying to import tens of thousands of people that can come into the country and under the guise of being refugees, pretend to be a refugee and really be one of these agents in disguise. That's not even funny. James earlier from Manhattan, radical anti-Semite Israel hater, getting on here saying the actual problem with all of this is that Israel has defended itself for the last number of years. James, if you're still listening, and I know you are, because you can't not listen. That's how addictive this show is. But here's the thing. The next time you want to try to think through the Middle East and the history of the Middle East, just remember, there have been three Jewish states on the land that is now owned by Israel. And the world gave it to them. The world said, this is your home. The entire world did that. Israel didn't do it. They weren't anything. But just remember, three Jewish states have occupied that land. Never once has there been a Palestinian state on that land. Never, not once. So let's keep the real thing the real thing. And Israel doesn't have anything to do with this. These jihadis have declared war on America. These jihadis are fighting a fatwa against us to try to take us down. They are intent, they are relentless, and they have a much longer strategy in play than the guy that's leaving office in 16 months. So it's time for us to adopt a much longer strategy in response as well. And when we know what we know, by the way, about open carry guns, because the only place that gun violence is on the rise in the country is on places where gun-free zones are at. Every shooting that took place in the last year has been in a gun-free zone. No, I take that back. The Pamela Geller attempted shooting did not take place in a gun-free zone. And what happened? Two jihadis roll up in a Jeep. They get out. They assemble their AK-47s. They start shooting, and immediately they get taken down. Not by one, but like 300 gun owners that are standing there going, dude, are you really doing that? It was actually an off-duty cop that had his gun on him. He was just a traffic cop, not even a real, beat cop. He's like just a traffic guy, but he carries. They started shooting, and he took them out. Bang, bang, done. When you introduce, and this is the point, because I can hear it now. People that aren't a fan of KMC, they're gonna run to their little people. And say, oh, can you believe you've seen mean things? Okay, whatever. Listen to the substance and try to connect the dots. You might begin to think more clearly. And we desperately need that in this country. But when you understand that in an open carry and in a concealed carry legalized state, that according to the words of felons themselves responding to surveys that have been done in the prisons. Now, these are felons that were that committed crimes and they went to prison for them. A lot of them armed robbery, a lot of them armed felonies. That when those guys say, look, if I know that a certain place has lawfully armed people there, like, I may be 50% at whether I'm going to pull the crime off or not. And if I see a gun actually in play when I get there, I'm like down to like maybe 8% willingness to go through with the crime. That's the accountability that comes in a gun acceptable, gun friendly zone. But again, the White House doesn't want to talk about that because it doesn't fit their narrative. They need to control us. And the way they can control us is, one, by letting these savages do this stuff. And secondly, blame it on people that it has nothing to do with. Israel, the NRA, gun owners, Kevin McCullough, talk show hosts, whoever it is out there. It's always somebody else's fault. It's never the actual person that planned the actual incident, that went back to the house, that got his wife, that got all decked out in camouflage, that came back to the scene, that started firing the actual bullets. It's never those people. Not in their textbook. Oh, they call them names. Oh, these extremists. Oh, these criminals. Oh, how terrible. But they don't call them what they actually are. Radical, radicalized Islamists. When we come back, I want to show you who the media thinks is really responsible for this stuff. That's coming up next on Baldwin McCullough Live. So glad you're with us. Don't go away. Your phone calls, your emails, kmcradio@gmail.com or 888-340-3373.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product. And we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Glad you're with us. Bob McCullough live from New York. Steven's on assignment in Las Vegas with kids with cancer tonight. Kevin McCullough holding the fort down here. Busy week. We found out a lot of things. We found out that the president won't say terrorism. We found out that the lady shooter, pledged allegiance to ISIS. We learned that gun violence is declining largely in the country. Only places that it's going up is in gun-free zones. And we learned that California already pretty much has everything the president wants to try to make into executive action for gun law across the country. They've already got it. They already have it on the books. California is one of the tightest controlled states. So how much good is it going to do? Oh, I see what he's saying. Let's turn the whole rest of the country into San Bernardino. There you go. So when they come and they buy their guns illegally anyway, because, you know, they really follow the laws very carefully, right, then it's all going to be okay. And then when we're done with that, maybe we can have CNN question all the Christians about why it's their fault that the Muslims shot up the place, as a reporter did last night with one of the San Bernardino victim's widows.
And he just wanted to evangelize to everybody, and that's what he did.
Did he evangelize with this guy, Farouk?
I'm sure he would have talked to him and probably evangelized with them. I'm sure they would have had discussions about religion, because my husband wouldn't discuss religion with anybody that would listen, and the fact that they were coming from two different backgrounds. But as far as I know, there had been no arguments or bad feelings or anything like that prior to what happened yesterday.
You've been open about this, and so has your husband, about what he has said about Muslims in the past.
Yes.
What does he say?
He's very upset about what ISIS has been doing and the radicalized Muslims, Al-Qaeda, the whole situation. He's upset about the fact that the majority of the Muslims, you know, it's like they won't come out and do something about it. It's like...
Do you think he talked to Farouk about that?
He might have.
She has no direct evidence that they had ever had a confrontation or anything.
She has no direct evidence they had a confrontation. She has no direct evidence they even had a conversation about religion, but she says he made a point, her husband, of talking to everyone he worked with, the health department, about his beliefs about being born again.
All right, so there you go. Why don't they just say, what they do when they put that soundbite together, they say, well, he's talking about his God. So he just shouldn't have talked about his God, then the Muslim wouldn't have gotten mad. And there's not even any evidence that that's what happened. But you know what the equivalent of that is? It's like saying, well, you know that girl that got raped, you know she wore that really low-cut blouse in the office all the time, and she had that slit right up the skirt, and man, those hose that she wore, man, you just couldn't even control yourself. No wonder she got raped. That's the equivalent of what CNN is saying. That the Christian had it coming. In other words, friends, I don't know if anybody that I've ever told that I'm a born-again Christian, a Bible-believing Christian, I've never known anybody that's come back and said, I'm going to kill you for it. Come on, people, we're way smarter than this, aren't we? Obliterating confusion. Amplifying truth. We will pursue clarity. So help us, God. Hour 2's on the way. Stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.